Members of the Australian cricket team have a term they use to describe the way they play the game. It's headbutting the line, pushing the limits. Now, in the wake of the ball tampering affair, there's a growing line of sponsors queuing to sever ties with players and even the sport itself, not at all happy with just how far the limits have been pushed. The Commonwealth Bank, Magellan Financial Services, Weetbix and sportswear company ASICS have all declared their sponsorship contracts are at an end. Money talks, and Australian coach Darren Lehman says he's heard the message. Headbutting the line no longer has a place in Australian cricket. Let's get the latest. Here's Nick Grimm.
This afternoon, David Warner released a brief statement on social media, apologising for the, quote, mistakes that have been made which have damaged cricket, unquote. Going on to say he takes responsibility for the distress it's caused and the stain it's left on the game. The cricketer is on his way back to Sydney, where he states he needs to take a deep breath and spend time with family and friends and trusted advisers, promising the public will hear more from him in the coming days. But that hardly puts the matter to rest. Sanctions have been handed out to the players and sponsors have walked. Yet questions remain about what sort of culture inside the Australian cricket team created the conditions that led to ball tampering. It was put to Australia's cricket coach Darren Lehman when he spoke to the media in South Africa overnight.
The team has been perceived quite negatively in recent times, and there is a need for us to change some of the philosophies about the way and how we play.
And that philosophy is loosely described by the coach as headbutting the line. But he now says it's hit a dead end.
We need to change how we play, and within that, the boundaries we play. Obviously, previously we've butted heads on the line, but that's not the way to go about us playing cricket moving forward.
Open the rule books and there's no accounting for what headbutting the line means or where the line is drawn, leaving others to draw their own conclusions. Here's Dr. Keith Parry, a senior lecturer in the sociology of sport at Western Sydney University, speaking to The World Today.
It was the philosophy of, well, it always used to be playing hard but fair. Recently, it's perhaps just playing hard. The term used by some of the players and by the coach was headbutting the line between what's right and what's wrong to a certain extent. Sometimes here, it's been clear that line has been obliterated pretty much.
The question put to Australia's coach, how does the headbutting the line approach make way for a kinder, gentler style of play without losing competitiveness on the playing field?
Good question. The thing for me would be if we take a leaf out of someone like, say, New Zealand's book, the way they play, and they respect the opposition, and we do respect the opposition, but we push the boundaries on the ground.
But what exactly can Australia learn from its trans-Tasman rivals on the playing field? Jeff Dixon is an associate professor at Victoria's La Trobe University, but he spent the past 14 years in New Zealand, where he specialised in sport management and governance.
New Zealand cricket is recognised by cricketing nations around the world as playing the game in a slightly different spirit, and certainly a different spirit from what the Australians play. So they've essentially engaged in the no sledging policy. And I think we've also got to give credit to the All Blacks here. The All Blacks are an all-powerful force within New Zealand sport, and they have developed a culture that has a couple of components, and the two most important, in the context of this conversation, is still a ruthless determination to win, but at the same time there is a sense of humility, a recognition that they are only custodians of something far greater than merely a successful sports team.
Jeff Dixon is an associate professor at Victoria's La Trobe University. Nick Grimm with that report.